It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You know what Joe Judge likes? Kicking. Go for it. Never too risky. Why coach to win when you can coach not to lose?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Two teams that are facing each other in week two. If in week one they both went under, what happens in the game when they play each other? Over is literally 60% the last 10 years. It's like the simplest thing imaginable.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from Well.
Hour number three, terrific Tuesday. You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Two fun hours already down. Two more to go. Power hour, final hour. The games Ken's already bet for week three in the National Football League. Ken, of course, is your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. It's going to be interesting when all the bets that Ken gives out in the power hour today, you're going to see them all over the place tomorrow. And you're going to wonder, oh, wow, those bets look really similar to the ones that Ken gave out. That's because he's your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. The games Ken's already bet for NFL Week 3 coming up in the Power Hour. Plus, Santa Lockie's going to deliver us some Christmas presents for college football on day two of Lockmas. Joey Kanish, pro sports bettor, 20 minutes from now, college football winners for the weekend. James Mazzola, for-profit podcast, 40 minutes from now, Ryder Cup winners coming up for the weekend. We'll get to whatever you prefer in just a second here. I just want to be clear, though. I kind of like the Patagonia hats. Trista banging on them a little bit here. I think probably just being a little, you know, whatever. But I actually like the... I like, well, not purposeful. I think she's just probably just, you know.
Well, but it's like playful, confrontational, you know. It's
yeah. I always want to get this on record. You know, I would be honest. I like the Patagonia hats. I actually kind of want a Patagonia hat. How about that?
Well, let's be clear. Like your boy here has like no hair left. It's a disaster up there. So this is, even if you don't like the Patagonia hats, like you're welcome for choosing the Patagonia hats. Like that would kind of be the best possible way I could put it.
Is there, can you show us the dome?
There's no, I mean, well, yeah, we'll do like the lift up the front just because I got the headphones on and stuff. So we got not a lot going on up there right now.
I don't think it looks bad. Don't.
It's not when it's trimmed and it's like being kept up properly. It's fine. Like I don't wear a hat all day. Like, I mean, it's not, you know, it's just for this, I think it adds a certain level of, coolness and less oldness than would otherwise be around.
here's my official prediction. I want this on the record here.
Okay.
So Ken agreed in hour number two to
I did
grow a beard for like 5 weeks up until Halloween, and then he's going to shave.
My wife already
so, like,
gave me a ton of crap about it over text.
What did she say?
Well, she was basically just like, I go, I think I was like, yeah, this is going to be messy. And she's like, yes, it is. And then just keeps sending me like laughing emojis. And I was just like, thank you. Thank you for that.
Here's my prediction. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I think the beard's going to look great.
Okay.
And I think that you're going to end up rolling with fully shaved head and beard.
Yeah, and beard.
I think you're going to be a shaved head beard guy.
Be like a Matt Moore. Be like basically be like the age whatever as Matt James Moore Lipton. is to yeah right exactly. That's what that's. Welcome to YBYB, which is scrumptrilescent. It's going to be awesome. That's what, yeah, I think I'm optimistic about the beard. Been a long time since we tried to grow in the old beard, so maybe it's good. Could be. Good.
I think it's gonna be great. How about that?
I'm gonna tweet Trista later and have her. She's like, oh, I'll send you some links for like fashion stuff. I just kind of want to see what she sends, and then I'll send it to you and be like, is this fashionable? That's a good
yeah. Story. I mean, listen, I just know that like she ordered a pair of sneakers, which honestly, like I think are okay, but I didn't buy them myself because they're.
I knew it. I knew when you said that. I go, I'm trying to figure out, like, did he actually like the shoes? I bet he didn't like the shoes because he's very specific.
How about this? Like, I like them. I wouldn't buy them.
Got it.
Like, if someone gave them to me, like, I'd be like, okay, I would wear them like once maybe. And then I'd probably never wear them again. They're
you
okay.
Own a lot of
they're
shoes
not great.
That you wear once?
Not that I wear. No. I'm looking right now at a pair of Asics that I bought. This guy Sean Wotherspoon, who like collaborates with like all the different brands, like a famous shoe designer, sneaker designer. Yep. He designed this pair of Asics, and I bought them during the once sports were coming back, and like I got word that like the show was coming back, and like
money was coming back, right?
The income was coming back, correct? After not having it for a while, I splurged and spent a bunch of money on these sneakers. They're literally right here. I can show them to you if you want, and you'll understand why I probably wore them.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Twice.
Do you want to get them for a second? I actually want to see them.
They're literally right here. Yeah, I'm gonna take my headphones out. but I will be back here in literally like less than 5 seconds, probably.
Yeah, you
but
got it. So Nick gonna go grab the Asics sneakers right now. We'll take a look at those. And apparently, a lot of people were like, "We need to get you new hats." Had a bunch of comments about people need to get me new hats.
Okay.
I mean, if people want to send me hats, that's great. What do we got for sneakers?
All right, so these are Asics. They're corduroy Asics, again, designed by this guy, Sean Watherspoon.
Corduroy shoes?
Yeah, they're great.
Is that like a thing? There's corduroy shoes?
Not all corduroy, but like there's a lot of corduroy on them. So,
okay.
So this is one of them. So there's
got a lot going
now,
on here.
Now, check this out. Now, what you can do, these come off.
Oh.
And you can kind of customize with all these different colors, like based on what your outfit is.
Oh, okay.
So like I wore these with this green. So this is one pair is this.
Got it.
Well, not one pair, but one side. And then the other one is this. So it's literally two different color shoes that you wear at the same time with like a plain outfit.
So like I would do that, but I would do it like unironically. Like you're doing it that they're different, but it's like you're making a statement. I would do them and they'd be like, "Hey, you know your shoes are different." I'd be like, "What are you talking about? Like, what do you mean?" I'm actually just wearing two different pairs of shoes on, like completely accidentally. I think
like the sneaker like buying phase is like past for me. Like actually kind of is like long past for me. Like I buy like
I never did it. That's how long past
is for me. So basically reached the point where like I don't have space to put them anymore. Like I have like every color, so it's like why am I buying new ones? So yeah.
Well, it's like it's kind of like collectibles, but it's like an evolved version of collectibles, basically.
But I never want to sell it though. So it's like why? Like what's the point?
Didn't you try to sell shoes like 2 years ago? Didn't you sell?
I did. Yeah. I did because it reaches the point where like I have shoes that are valuable and I don't wear them anymore, so I might as well sell them.
Right.
So I did. Yeah.
It's a hobby, just like any collectible's a hobby. It's just a cool wearable collectible.
You know what my collectible's gonna have to be at this point? Like buying a piece of property. That will be my next collectible. Right?
Yeah, you know what my collectible is? My kids' college funds.
Because at this point I'm 38 going on 14 and I gotta at some point gotta grow up here. Can't be Peter Pan forever. Or maybe I can. Anyway. All right. Again, Kanish coming up next, James Mazzola after him in hour number 3. But right now, Rick Camp, let's play a game of whatever you prefer.
You can choose this. Or you can choose that. It's time for whatever you prefer.
The host of whatever you prefer is, of course, the esteemed Richard Camp. Hello, Rick.
Hello. I think it's the first time I've been called Richard on the show without it being House of.
Sir
Richard of House Camp.
Richard of House Camp. I mean, better than the other abbreviation, which starts with D.
Right. No, I think I actually prefer that to Richard more often than
like
not.
If I wanted to call you that, can I do that on terrestrial radio or no?
It's your name.
So like if we brought on
what about superhero blank Tracy? Like what are we gonna really see blank there?
Or like famous play-by-play announcer like Dick Stockton or Dick Enberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably okay.
Yeah,
that's what we like to do here. Push the envelope.
To be fair, when I feel like I'm really going to push the envelope, I usually ask for permission. Like last week with the mission.
Can I please push the envelope if it's okay for them? If it's okay. Well, with everybody,
like for instance, I texted our guy Jesse, the executive producer of BetQL. Guy, can I say this missionary line about Jason Garrett? He's like, yeah, it's like probably like on the line, but not going too far over. It's
right.
Great.
It was, to be fair, it was a very good line. So, okay, so
thanks.
Rick. Hello, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah. All right. First one we have here. Who do you prefer to bet to win the NFC West? The Rams +175, the Niners +200, and the Seahawks and Cardinals are both +400.
What do you got, Ken?
I think I like the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals last week. That was my answer last week, too. I have a theory.
That was Ross's answer, too, yesterday, right?
I don't know if I want to bet this per se because the price has been like so low. I mean, really since the start of the season. But I think Kyler might win MVP this year. I actually kind of get that vibe about the team and that like their success is already like the narrative of this, that their success is so 100% predicated on not just his outstanding play, but his outstanding individual plays that are being distributed to like planet Earth as like, look at how amazing this guy is. Like who, like which one player has had the single most exciting, like consumable individual plays this year? It has to be him, right?
It has to be. Well, I feel like if the Patriots go like 15-2 and Brady throws 40 touchdowns,
right,
he's going to win.
Well,
but I understand what you're saying.
If Tampa's
15-2 sure,
and Brady has 48 touchdowns and 2 picks or something, then like, cool. And Brady's statistics are likely to be better at the end of the year from just like a raw pass yards, pass touchdowns standpoint. But like the and it becomes a narrative award a little bit if Arizona wins enough games, obviously, which is kind of like this award. So maybe that's a different question. Like, if I like Arizona, I actually have no idea what Kyler is to win MVP at Bet Rivers right now. He was like 7 or 8 to 1.
I can look.
But I think that's interesting just in terms of
plus 700.
Plus 700.
Okay. I know that because the next question was literally going to be which plus 700 would you rather bet to win MVP, Kyler Murray or Tom Brady?
Yeah. You know what? I prefer combining questions. So if I like Arizona to win the West, doesn't them winning the West like highly correlate to Kyler? It's kind of an interesting, like, what would you rather bet situation, I think. If I had to pick the four, I'd bet Arizona. I actually think of that.
You know, the Carrollsaurus, run the ball, run it. Up 30-16. Let's go 3 and out twice.
Could do the Jurassic Park song, too, like the Carrollsaurus. Dun, 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 dun. Gotta dun, run dun, the dun, ball. Dun.
Go 3 and out and give the ball back to the Titans. So they have the Carrollsaurus, and Arizona's got Oatmeal for Brains as their head coach. Like, this, it's going to screw Arizona at some point. Like, Kingsbury has not screwed them yet. He's going to at some point. I think the Niners
this week. Could be then. You never know.
I think, listen, I can't, like, Ken's got the value play with Arizona. There's no question about it. Ross Tucker said that same thing yesterday. He liked Arizona as well. I'll go with San Francisco plus 200, Rick.
All right. Which of the five first-round rookie quarterbacks would you prefer to bet for Offensive Rookie of the Year? Mac Jones plus 350, Justin Fields plus 400, Trey Lance plus 800, Trevor Lawrence plus 1,000, Zach Wilson plus 2,500.
Trevor Lawrence is plus 1,000? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, right? The Jaguars are going to go 3-14.
Yeah, but the team record's never like that predictive for who's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's thrown a ton of picks, so I understand, like, I get it. But, like, Mac Jones doesn't have an insane statistical season right now.
No,
that's really
doesn't.
Interesting. Because, like, it's weird that, like, Fields is still held up as this, like, oh, yeah. And it's like, well, okay, they've also played 2 games already.
Yeah, I think we're expecting him to, like, play this week, and then, like, it's his job. I think that's kind of the expectation, right? That's kind of baked into this.
But we also have no historical precedent for a quarterback starting week 3 or later and winning. We have no
17-game season, though, so it's like kind of the equivalent of Herbert coming in week 2 last year.
Yeah, it's like on that borderline, too, of like, that could be that. But like the price would tell you that like it has to be that. Like that has to be what it is, and that he's so likely to win once that happens. Like, oh, by the way, I mean, like, didn't play great in relief of Andy Dalton. Like, not to the degree that he would win the award if that was the type of performance you got every week. So kind of interesting. That's a little surprising. Like, Trevor Lawrence is going to start every game the rest of the season unless he is injured. Like, that is a certainty. And anything the Jags do that would remotely resemble success will be attributed solely to him. And to a certain extent, Urban Meyer, from a player standpoint, him. Like, should
you think Herb's going to get the credit? No way.
No, I mean, so what are they? So they played Houston and Denver, Arizona this week, which I actually like Arizona's defense, Bengals, Titans the 2 weeks after that. Maybe we can get the train back on the track. Like, if you bet this 10 now, entering week 6, the London game against Miami, so they will have played Arizona this Sunday at Cincinnati, home Tennessee. Is it more likely that price goes up or down versus right now? Down. Definitely, right?
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's how we're making this bet, like Lance, I don't know if Lance can win. I actually think it might already be done. Like, I honestly don't even know. And if that's true and Zach Wilson's throwing a million picks, I think it's Lawrence by a lot is what I would bet right now in that situation. I actually can't believe he's 10. I'm actually really surprised by that.
I can't believe Mac Jones plus 350. Like, I get it. The Patriots are 1-1, but like Mac Jones hasn't, I mean, he's played well. Don't get me wrong, but
right.
I mean, you put Lawrence on the Patriots, he'd be the favorite also, you know, like you put if Zach Wilson on the Patriots, like this, he though, might be the favorite.
Yeah. And to your point, Nick, like we're also talking about a question that only involves the 5 quarterbacks. Like, if it plays out like this, Lawrence is atrocious, Wilson's atrocious, Lance never plays, Fields doesn't play as much as we want, Jones's stats are average. A non-quarterback's winning. Like, maybe it's Jamar Chase, maybe it's, you know, Najee Harris, who had a touchdown last week, maybe he starts playing better, maybe it's Waddle, who can accumulate touchdowns, maybe it's Devontae Smith, maybe it's, I mean, it could still be Pitts, honestly, like, there's still time for a skill position player to be nuts.
Rondale Moore's been great.
Yeah, that's a really good point, too. Like, it's... If it keeps playing out like this, it's none of them. So that's why I kind of like Lawrence. Like, I don't think Mac Jones can have a season like this and win. Everyone's got to be bad, quarterbacks and skill position players, or not, like, you know, above average in order for that to work. So, like, I would never bet Mac Jones right now. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
If we had to bet a quarterback, Ken and I are both agree it would be Trevor Lawrence right now at 10-1. So Mack plus 350, Fields plus 400, Lance plus 800, Lawrence 10-1. Sandwiched in between those four quarterbacks, Jamar Chase at 7-1. Chase obviously balled out in the week one win over the Vikings. Quiet game last week against Chicago until the long touchdown in the fourth quarter that helped the Bengals get to cover the initial line of plus three. So two games, two long touchdowns here. He's an absolute stud from a team that's going to be down a lot in games, is going to have to pass a lot here. Ken, if I had to bet this award right now, quarterbacks included, I'd bet Jamar Chase at 7-1.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of the skill position players, I think he's the guy you'd want. It's just, I think I would still rather have Lawrence. The opportunity for Lawrence is so staggering going forward.
And by the way, massive total this week against the Arizona Cardinals, 52. Yeah. The Jags 7.5-point home dogs in that game. We'll do more whatever you prefer NFL futures coming up tomorrow. But up next, pro sports better, Joey Knish, college football bets, baby!
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.